Chapter 4, Seven Rights of E-commerce Logistics. This is going to be a very interesting chapter. Once you have all your seven rights in place, trust me, you are on a bullseye shot. You are doing everything right and there is nothing that can stop you to get the rise in sales and customer satisfaction. The seven rights are, seven rights of logistics are right product, right customer, right time, right place, right condition, right quantity, right cost. One of the most important ideas in logistic management is the seven rights, which refers to a collection of standards and guidelines that organizations can utilize as a basis for success in their logistics sector. So basically, once you have all these seven rights in place, you know, you have reached the success in your logistic department and then you can work on the other departments. So this is more like a checklist for you to understand when it comes to getting a logistic department right. Although considered essential for the survival of the manufacturing or retail company, logistic activities were not seen as strategic. So years before, logistic companies were not given so much of importance. They were just more like, okay, it's a part of a department, it's a part of the company, it is not so important. The strategic planning for logistics was really not that important. Due to the growth of online commerce, we now recognize the importance of supply chain and logistic management for business. Because there has been a boom in e-commerce and e-logistic lands up being the most important segment for you, it has come to that level that now we cannot overlook e-logistics. The efficient operation of all processes from the procurement of goods through their delivery to clients and is laid out by these seven rights. So this entire process from starting from the manufacturer to the final customer, these seven rights are part of that process. Seven rights of logistics. As this is an illustration of these seven rights. These seven rights deliver the right product in the right quantity and at the right condition to the right place at the right time for the right customer at the right price. One line says it all. In fact, it says the entire chapter, I would say. These seven rights highlighted the importance of moving and storing materials in an efficient and timely and reliable manner. So this is also about how the storage of the goods happen. In this seven rights you'll understand and the movement of these goods too. These seven rights also linked with logistics to the key strategic objective of cost competitiveness, quantity, flexibility and delivery. So these seven rights are also associated with that, making sure that the logistic team works strategically right. It's more like a guidelines, I would say, these seven rights. Like, you know that once you do all these things right, you are moving in the right direction. The seven rights demonstrate the logistic activities provide the foundation for a high levels of customer satisfaction. This all creates a high level. Once you have all this right, creates a high level of customer satisfaction. Even if just one of the rights is wrong, it will impact shipment as a whole. So leading to the company's overall performance. So please don't you think that out of seven, I can compromise on two and the rest of the five, I can do it right. Nah, that's not the way it's going to work. It has to be all the seven rights. Right product. When designing, manufacturing or selecting a product, the organization should take into account the potential transportation issues. So when they are designing the product, or when they are trying to, they have to under the companies who are futuristic, they all understand the transportation issue in design in the product that is going to go, which is going to get shipped. So they generally land up designing the product in such a way that the shipping is not going to be taxing or difficult or challenging for the logistic companies. Special packaging requirements may be necessary due to the weight or the bulk of the product, its shape or fragility, or the distance traveled. So depending on all these factors, the packaging is being decided. You know, if it is a fragile product, it is bubble wrapped, is corrugated paper wrap. If it is going to go through far distances, then there are going to be three or four packings involved. Suppose if the first packing gets worn out, the second and third packing is protecting the product. A well-designed product makes logistics much simpler by providing a certain level of standardization in the product's measurements throughout the design process. So this is where when you design the product and you maintain a standard measurement so that the logistic goes very easy. You know, there are companies who try to develop products which are actually similar sizes so that the packaging can be used accordingly. That helps them to get the economies of scale in packaging. At the same time, when the measurements are standard during the shipment, it is easy to stack them in the transit, in the warehouse, the inventory, everywhere. So this is like called futuristic thinking. You have a versatile product, but you are trying to bring in a little standardization to bring in the economies of scale in packaging, in transit, in inventory management, everything. Well-designed product will significantly simplify packaging. I just mentioned this. Warehousing, product handling, and transport. You know, a very difficultly designed product, it is very difficult to store it. The dimensions of the product should be such that there is no wastage in the warehouses while stacking the products over there. So the companies who design products, they have to keep that in mind. It is very easy to go very innovative in your designing, but you have to have a futuristic thinking, thinking about this, that how will it be stacked in inventory, how will the warehouse manage it. In the transit, this should not break. You know, the packaging should be done in such a way. So you have to you need to have the futuristic thinking when you're designing the right product. IKEA products are designed to be shipped flat to maximize the number of items per shipment. So they are, the number of items increases because they are flatly, they are packed in such a way that they are flat while shipping to maximize the amount of number of goods that are getting shipped. This results in fewer journeys because there are more number of goods going in one shipment. So this decreases the number of journeys that happens. If you have less products in one shipment, you will have to go to the same location maybe 4 to 5 times. And instead of that, if you have 10 to 12 or 13 or 100 products going together, you know, you will end up having fewer journeys. This results in fewer journeys, which results in decreased fuel. Again, a domino effect, decreased fuel consumption and emission and levels. So your carbon footprint is also less. Imagine if you are so futuristic in designing the right product, you are actually working towards a profit at the first stage itself only. The right customer. The right customer, who is your right customer? Once you have the right customer answer to this question, trust me, you have reached to your final destination, I would say. And all you need to do is shoot and work towards that process. But getting to the right customer itself is a very big task. A right customer is someone who needs are in alignment with the solution or a product a company is offering. This is the person who is the right customer. Who needs your products. The greatest challenge in this process is how to identify the targeted customer and spread the awareness about the products or services to that particular customer. So let's say you are in Mumbai and you are trying to create or produce a product for winters. Is Mumbai really your target audience? No. Your target audience is probably in India, if I ask you, who experiences very high, very low temperatures in winters. That could be Rajasthan, that could be North India. You know, that's where your right customer is. Trying to search the right customer in Bombay, which experiences the lowest temperature once in 3 years is 12 degrees, is really not the right customer target audience, I would say. So to find your right customer and then to create the awareness about your product is a challenge itself only. You need, and there are market research done for all this, and companies spend exorbitant to get to know the right customer so that they can work towards it. A useful market research would give managers insight of potential customers and therefore allocate the budget for marketing strategies wisely. By doing that, a company will be able to gain more leads and reach more customers. You know, there is extensive marketing research done. I just told you about it. The most effective method of identifying the ideal customers is through market research. Managers must be knowledgeable about the market they are attempting to penetrate. So there are managers employed in the company to understand whether there is a demand for this particular product. Like Mumbai is an economic capital. Every consumer, every person in Mumbai is very practical. You know, there is a segment in Mumbai that is South Mumbai, Malabar Hill. There is in Bandra, I would say there is Pali Hill, you know, and like this, there are such kind of locations in every cities who is very high class, who is a luxury, who believe in buying luxury products. So when you are trying to target your audiences for a luxury product, you should specifically target these kind of locations where there are exhibitions happening, where there through digital marketing, you are trying to locate this. In Mumbai, I would again say Juhu is one of, JVPD is one of the places who would absorb luxury products. And if you are trying to go to masses and who are going to economic products, then the entire Mumbai, the North Mumbai is your target audience. And there are managers employed to understand this and make it easier for you to target these kind of customers. If the products are sold in an appropriate market, so a luxury product, if you are talking in Mumbai, it could be South Mumbai, Malabar Hill, it could be Bandra, Pali Hill, it could be Bandstand, and it could be in Juhu, JVPD. Market, the company generates more leads, okay, and attracts the right customer who will remain loyal for life. So this is like a life cycle to hunt. It's a cycle, it's a journey to hunt the right customer and make sure that he is happy. You know, if you are trying to sell a 50,000 product to somebody whose salary is merely 20,000, he's not the right customer for you. Right time. In logistics, time is of the utmost importance. Even if all the other aspects of the process are carried out correctly, if the timing is incorrect, the entire process can fail. Selling ice creams in winters may be not a very successful idea. Probably if you are a company, you should start selling ice creams more in summers. And maybe soups or warm soups in winters. You know, I would say it this way, the timing is wrong. You know, fresh juices work best in summers. You know, suddenly you will start seeing Glucon-D ads before the summer starts hitting the cities, the country. Suddenly you will see a new summer collection being launched by brands. You know, a lot of promotion happens as for the season. And that is the right time to promote your product. Business must have the products on the shelves or in the stocks at the right time. Suppose your summer launch is happening by mid-May and the summer ends by end of May, and by June the monsoons are hitting the city. It's a complete failure. The right product, right price, right quality, right everything, but the time was wrong. So you have to make sure, if you are hitting winters, you have to make sure you're there in the shelves by 15th October. And if you are trying to target summers with your product or services, then your target time should be 15th March or maybe by 1st March, I would say, you know. Customer satisfaction and long-term relationships are impossible to achieve without on-time product delivery. Now, another part of the right time is the on-time delivery. You know, if you are not delivering at the right time to the customer, it is very rare that the customer will stick to you because of the good product. Managers are accountable for establishing a tracking system and coordinating with the delivery team to ensure that the item is delivered on time. If you are hiring a manager, he is accountable to take care of this. You know, if the customer wants a product and morning 9 o'clock, you arrange the logistic team to make sure that it has been either delivered one day night prior or probably early morning. You know, we cannot dismiss the customer's demand in such cases, because when the customer is happy, it takes us a long way and it also creates multi-folds of sales. In fact, this is where the e-logistic comes into play when it comes to delivering on time like this. Comes into action, and there is a logistic manager who are hired in e-logistic companies. When you either you have a team or you have outsourced it, there's an account manager who takes care of this. You know, the managers who are hired to set up the delivery as per the multiple. So one exclusive customer is also been taken care of if required, if it is a very important customer. At the same time, these managers also do multiple delivery of multiple orders, and they plan the whole delivery in such a way it lands up being less consuming time and cost effective also. This is where e-logistics come in action. There are logistic managers who are hired to set up delivery as per the multiple orders in one location in such a way that the delivery reaches on time with consuming less fuel, making the shipping cost effective and making the customers happy. So these are the reasons why, this is one of the reasons e-logistics birth happened, because all this kind of executions could happen when you have your AI and your manpower and strategic planning in place. So demand for a product also depends on the place, right place. Demand for a product may vary geographically and demographically also. So let's say the winters in Mumbai and the winters in Ludhiana. In Mumbai, we don't have such kind of winters that we need actually heaters in our house. But in Ludhiana, in Delhi, and all these places where the temperature drops, in fact, in Kashmir and all these kind of places, there's a high demand for heaters because the temperature drops to minus degrees at times in Kashmir, in Manali, in Shimla. Extensive market research is necessary to pinpoint the particular area to target, because certain locations can have a high demand of the product while others might not. Just like how I explained for heaters. Also, when I'll say Mumbai does not experience winters that we actually land up buying those heavy woolen jackets. These woolen jackets are high in demand in the North India in Rajasthan. So it is also depending on the demand of the product. There's a research to be done to understand this. It is critical to delivering the correct product to the appropriate location. If I'm trying to sell heaters in Mumbai, I'm surely a stupid company, because this is not what Mumbai needs. In fact, if you ask me, Mumbai needs these kind of equipments that purify, the air purifiers work best in Mumbai and Delhi because of the high pollution rate. You know, people are having asthmatic problems in Pune because of pollen grains. So people are actually buying air purifiers for their rooms because the pollution is very high in these cities. You know, whereas heaters are bought in Kashmir because there's no high pollution. Manali does not have high pollution. The requirement of heaters is high. Air purifiers is high in these cities like Mumbai. Supply chain managers must ensure that the delivery personnel are efficient and knowledgeable in order to ensure the product is delivered to the correct location. So they also, the executive who does the delivery should be well equipped about the entire location to make sure that delivery goes on time, does not take the longer route, does not depend on other people to understand the thing. They need to hire such kind of professionals. In fact, if you ask me, there are special companies which have opened up for hilly regions like Kashmir, Manali and Shimla, who understand the route and who understand the difficulties and challenges which are, and the goods have been delivered over there. Following location selection, it is critical to choose a distribution strategy that meets the demand while not over or under supplying the products at any point. Just like I think the winter wear, if it has to sell in India, if in Span India, I have to distribute the products. So I will probably send 5% to 10% in Maharashtra, Mumbai, and maybe 80 to 90% to the North Mumbai. And then 10% maybe Rajasthan and all these places where the winters are really chilly, you know. In places like Mumbai, in winter wear, it's more like a style wear. People don't wear more than a hosiery hoodie or probably a denim jacket. But when you go to North India, but when you go to Rajasthan, people have mufflers, people have layers and layers wearing, and that's where the demand is for the winter wear. So the distribution of the product should be done very wisely. There should not be high supply or under supply of the products. Along with skilled delivery personnel, the business should have an effective transportation management system or route optimization software. So this is very important. There are different kind of route optimization softwares available on internet. Few of them are Locus route optimization software, and there is Trinetra wireless route optimization system. Trinetra, new powerful route optimizer, does all the hard work and will calculate the best routes and timing to ensure your customers get what they want on time. It also means, do you maximize your resources while minimize the cost? Unlike when you plan routes manually, the Trinetra route optimizer looks at all the jobs at the same time, resulting in the best possible route plan. These types of systems can assist in tracking and organizing the movement of material and product, while also enabling managers to review and to analyze previous decision via data storage capabilities. So because of these softwares, you're also able to analyze the data which the shipment had been done, you know, and accordingly plan their future shipments. I just spoke about this point. The safe delivery of the product to the end customer is utmost important. This cannot be compromised. The safe delivery of the product reaching to the customer on time, it is of utmost importance. Logistic firms should make sure about the conditions of the product when it is reaches the end customer. The product shouldn't be broken and the packaging must be intact. So many times I have received a product, I have a worn out packaging. I do leave a complaint on the email or leave it on the review page of the particular product. And somehow I lose the interest about the brand. May that be a very good product, a very good brand. And the logistic partner has not taken care of this. So the conditions of the product are not right. I lose the interest to buy from that brand next time. I find an alternative for that brand. The optimal logistical situation is one that ensures the proposed product's safe delivery. The distribution strategy should be designed in such a way that the product's quality is maintained while maintaining low overheads cost. Very important point. You know, in the race of low cost of the shipping, no compromise on the product conditions. This is very, very important. Companies land up taking low-cost shipping companies, and the conditions that the product has been received by the customer are so bad, eventually there's a loss for you in the longer run. The supply team is accountable for properly storing and delivering goods to customers in good conditions. In fact, when you are trying to do a tie-up with any third logistic company, or you are trying, if you're doing it, go to their speak to their current clients and ask them how their services is. if they do have complaints, I would suggest don't continue or don't think of doing it with those companies, because there is no point joining hands. Do your research right when you are trying to hire a third logistic company as a partner. Apple is famous for selling its famous lines of iPhones and its accessories in millions around the globe every year. I'm sure everyone who's seen this video, 50 to 60% of y'all have either have any kind of an Apple product. That could be an iPhone, that could be a Mac laptop, you know. The whole experience, the way you receive the product is very high. It's a very prestigious product, it's expensive, and the packaging is done in such a way that you feel very special when you receive the product. Nowadays, Apple products are more like a status symbol more than the utility, actually, if you ask me. And once you're used to iPhone or you are used to Mac products, you will never like to come back to any Android phone. Apple makes its packaging as artistic and visually appealing as the device inside. Isn't this true when you receive the Apple product? Packaging for its products is made of durable cardboard to protect the products, which are then further encased in either foam or more cardboard. So generally Apple products are encased, there are double packing done so that the damage is controlled in the Apple products. You know, this is how they think when the customer receives the product. The packaging is done such a way that you feel very high esteem when you receive the product, and you feel the product that you have ordered has been taken care of. To ensure consistency and identity, all Apple products use a combination of the colors, that is black, white, and gray, on their packaging, as well as the company's iconic logo. This is how the color story is: black, white, or gray. You'll realize they don't use any outrageous color. They did come out with a red color phone, but the packaging was between black, white, and gray. The final product the end consumer receives from Apple in any part of the world is ensured that it's properly packed and without any damages. You know, the Apple is very sensitive about the customers. The customers are spending 2 to 3 times more than a regular phone buying an iPhone. So they cannot afford to have any compromise in packaging, in shipping, or in the entire customer experience using the product and receiving the product. Right quantity. It is critical to send the correct quantity of products when it comes to logistics. We can't send less or more. Undersupply or oversupply cannot happen for any product. It has to be closer approximately to the expected demand. Knowing the exact quantity and meet the demand is the key point for manufacturer in keeping the reputation and avoid the losing money. So if you are undersupplying, you lose the customers, you lose the interest of the customers, eventually lose the revenue. So you should try maintaining as per the records, as per the market research, understanding what is the demand for the product and supply the quantity accordingly. If a company produces too much products, the warehouse would be overloaded and other related expenses like storage cost will be raised. So if you overproduce is again an issue. You have to put, I would say like this, that you generally, suppose you have introduced a new product in the market, you know, you come out with around 500 pieces at the first production, you know, let them go all out, get them to all different warehouses, see the sales record, see the demand for it, and at every warehouse put an alarm and notification that before it comes to the last 10 pieces, you get a notification understanding the turnaround time of producing or reproducing this product. You should set these kind of buffers created by these softwares. And then you can reproduce these products. You know, the buffers should be set on basis of how much is the turnaround time to produce the product, you know, or as per the how far is it to stock out, you know. So if it's an electronic, if it just needs to be assembled, then accordingly. If it is an apparel, it just needs 2 to 3 days accordingly. On the other hand, if the company produces less, there will be a shortage in the market and long wait times, which will lead to customer not purchasing. A complete loss for you. You need to have your calculation right when you are kind of producing and supplying the product. So production must be balanced to meet the demand without incurring excessive inventory and cost. So this is the thumb rule, I would say, the right quantity. The primary responsibility of a supply chain manager is to conduct market research and establish a competitive pricing for goods and services. This is a prime responsibility of any manager. He has to do a good market research, establish a competitive pricing. Your competitor should not have a higher price, nor should you be low price and lose the profits. You have to give a value to your product. The customer who buys the product feels it's a value buy. It's not a low price product. Too low price will also create the product image less, the brand image less. Too high price might just not give you an entry in the market, I would say. In order to track the business income and expenses, they must have an appropriate price value. They cannot, as I explained, too high or too low price is not a good idea. A reliable system for storing and updating accurate pricing information is required for successful logistic management services. As sometimes your competitor goes high in their price, you know, and you are too low, again you will lose the customer. You have to keep a track, and keep that is very important for you to do the pricing right. A quick summary of what all we've learned in this chapter. Supply chain managers should remember to deliver the right product to the right customer, to the right quantity, in the right conditions, in the right place, at the right time, and finally the right cost. All the rights have to go right. These seven rights focus to maximize the customer satisfaction. So what does these seven rights do? They maximize the customer satisfaction, minimize the cost, and maximize the return on investments. The return on investment done in a business or a product, as well as to increase the customer base, you know, or the market share of a firm. This is what the seven rights do. The seven rights demonstrate the logistic activities provided the foundation for high level of customer satisfaction. When you do these seven rights in a right way, trust me, it is very difficult or very rare that you will lose the target of getting the customer base or to get the market share. You know, I believe with understanding these seven rights, you are moving in the right direction. Thank you.